USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump spent part of Tuesday rallying with voters in New Hampshire. During his speech, Trump criticized the U.S. Justice Department, arguing the agency has been weaponized against him.
This is the continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. That's all it is. And its primary purpose is election interference.
Trump's widening his lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire. A new St. Anselm College Survey Center poll shows 47% of voters in New Hampshire said they'll support Trump, a 5-point increase since the last survey in March. Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House later this summer, although it is a regularly scheduled hearing with the House Judiciary Committee. It comes as some Republicans call for his impeachment following whistleblower allegations that the Justice Department interfered in the Hunter Biden investigation. The in-laws and nephew of NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson have been killed in an apparent double murder-suicide.
Police in Oklahoma are investigating the deaths of Jack and Terry Janway and their 11-year-old grandson Dalton as a double murder-suicide. Police think Terry shot and killed her husband and grandson, then killed herself, but they don't have a motive. TMZ says the couple are the in-laws of El Cajon native NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson, who was pulled out of this weekend's race. I'm Jack Cronin.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires drifting into the U.S. again, currently giving Chicago the worst air quality in the world. Much of the Great Lakes region being impacted. This year's 4th of July cookout will be more affordable than last year's.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says that families can anticipate spending less than $68 for a party of 10. That's a 3% decrease from last year's record high of $69.68. The estimate encompasses 12 staple cookout items, including hamburger buns, potato salad, chicken breast, lemonade, and chocolate chip cookies. I'm John Schaefer.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The CDC has issued an alert after a number of cases of malaria were detected in Texas and Florida. Tony Waterman says it's the first time in 20 years the mosquito-borne infection is spreading in the U.S.
The CDC believes all of them were locally acquired and warned case numbers could rise during the busy summer travel season. Malaria is mostly found in tropical climates. Experts say as global temperatures rise, so too could the number of infections.
It appears Russian President Vladimir Putin is honoring a deal he made with Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin.
After Prigozhin's group attempted a rebellion against Moscow 3 days ago, Putin agreed to drop terrorism charges against him if he agreed to be exiled to Belarus. On Tuesday, Belarus authorities confirmed Prigozhin arrived at the country safely. Hours later, Russia's Federal Security Service dropped the terrorism charges against him. The Wagner Group claims he was not trying to overthrow Putin, but was marching against injustice. I'm Brian Shook.
Ford is expected to lay off at least 1,000 employees in North America. According to the Wall Street Journal, a company spokesperson said the layoffs will be mostly in its engineering department. Human remains found on Southern California's Mount Baldy have been positively identified as those of British actor Julian Sands. He was reported missing in January. Search crews have repeatedly returned to the area following the disappearance of the 65-year-old during a winter hike. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.